Hello. My name is Dennis Stanford, and I'm from the Department of History at the University of New Mexico.
Oh, yes?
And we would like some idea of what is going on at Alcatraz. Could you fill us in on that?
Just a minute, I'll, will you hold on a minute?
Yeah. Who's this?
His name is Earl Livermore.
We've already contacted him, but we're interested in what the BIA is doing and things of this nature and what you folks actually think of what's going on out there.
Well, actually, we're playing everything by ear. We're not very much involved in it. That is our office here in Alameda.
Yeah.
However, the area office at Sacramento has been working with the Alcatraz Indians.
Yeah.
Mr. Barney O'Coyote and Mr. Finelli from Sacramento area office has been down here to discuss the different things that these people want.
Barney, what was his name?
O'Coyote. O-L-D-C-O-Y-O-T-E.
O-T-E. Okay. You folks then haven't made any positional statement or anything at all then?
No, we don't have anything to do with it because we are in a different program. We're in employment assistance program.
Oh, I see.
More or less for vocational training and direct employment services to the Indian people that do come from reservations.
Yeah.
So,
Well, then you're
not involved in Alcatraz at all.
Your organization is quite different than the BIA organization in New Mexico then.
It's the same office, but we are only one part of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, see?
Yeah.
And the area office people are discussing this with the Alcatraz Indians because this is where it comes in at.
Uh-huh. Could you give me the number of where I could reach this Mr. Old Coyote?
Where's that directory? Junk. I'm trying to find my directory here too.
I would be interested in any personal observations you have on the situation. Yeah.
And this is not only nationwide, but it's worldwide, and I think it's a real good thing. However, I think these people should get into something more that would be more helpful to them. This is my own personal observation, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I really believe in what their wants are and so forth should be brought up.
Yeah.
Instead of the island itself.
Yeah.
Okay. 6100.
Alrighty.
And you can Mr. O'Coyote or Mr. Finelli.
Finelli.
F-I-N-A-L-E.
Okay.
And I'm sure that they can give you more information because they're working with the Alcatraz Islanders.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Is this Press Inquiries for the Mayor's Office? I don't know if I have the right place. My name is Dennis Stanford, and I'm from the Department of History at the University of New Mexico. And I would be interested in getting some comments on what the mayor or the city's stand is on the Alcatraz Island situation.
That would be under the mayor's deputy for development, Mr. Tolan. May I transfer the call to him?
Yes, please. Mr. Tolan?
He's out of the office right at the moment. May I
Well,
after a series of rerouting, we will finally be transferred back to the mayor's main office, and we will then talk to the mayor.
So,
to you a minute ago.
Trev?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah?
They transferred me back to you.
Hold on a moment, please.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Dennis Stanford. I'm from the Department of History at the University of New Mexico.
Yeah.
And we're gathering data on this Alcatraz situation for our Indian Studies program, and we'd be very much interested in having some comments from yourself, San Francisco, if you could, please, on exactly what the city stand is. And
you mean in regard to the Indian occupation there, or whatever,
yes,
however you want to describe it?
Yes, exactly. The city has pretty much stayed out of it.
Absolutely, we've out of that particular situation. We of course have been working with the community here in San Francisco in regard to their problems here within the city.
Yes.
But and some of the leaders, well, like Earl Livermore, who's one of our human rights commissioners, is also who happens to be an Indian and who happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as an administration, it's simply not a problem over which we would have any authority. So, authority. You might want to talk to Earl Livermore. Might be someone with whom, if you haven't already, might want to talk, though.
Yes, we've already been out to the island and interviewed the Indians.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to round out the picture from all sides, if you know what
sure.
I mean.
Well, it's really not, this is one case where it's not our battle, and I think that simply because we wouldn't want to exacerbate the situation.
Right.
We were certainly terribly grieved when that young Oaks girl fell for death, and we're certainly sympathetic with the Indians trying to demonstrate on the island, namely the problem that they face in the country,
yes,
particularly those who have been moved from reservation areas into the large cities.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I say they, granted, have enough problem, you know, have throughout, and I certainly demonstrated the plight of the American Indian in modern society. It's dramatized it, I think, more effectively than anything else that we can think of.
Then you.
But in terms of the specific involvement in Alcatraz, we just have stayed out.
Yeah. Undoubtedly so.
Yeah.
Some of the Indians, none of which are on the council or Mr. Livermore, just you know, the average Indian out there, feels that the city has some sort of plans for the island other than the Indian center. Is this
true? Well, that's true. Well, a number of proposals have been discussed and have been sure. There had been the thought that the city, that the government, which the federal government, indicated it no longer wants the island.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it over to the city, and there have been a number of proposals for it. Hello there. Excuse me.
Certainly.
There have been discussion because obviously it is a sort of price. The island itself is a priceless jewel in the in the bay, and developed now in terms of it's being developed as an Indian center. It's complicated, of course, by funds. I'm no expert on the island, but I think even just the removal of those old cell blocks. Buildings there that would simply not be convertible to some other use soars into the over $1.5 to $2 million.
Yes, it does.
Before before any construction can take place, so you have a tremendous financial problem. And whether money's whether the Indian community wouldn't find a more worthwhile use if such monies could be raised than trying to develop. Island with all its transportation problems with boats and the water problems, trying to get water out to the island and all that. I don't know. It's a judgment that I haven't made.
Yeah.
But whoever goes on to develop it obviously is going to have to have a large sum of money behind it, either public or private. And this is and the city, and it's long before the Indian community went to the island, he had considered public development and concluded that only, the island could be developed privately, however, under very strict planning controls by our own planning department, so there wouldn't be some ugly monolith there. And then, then we go to the great hassle over Hunt, who was willing to invest the money, and that's where that particular debate pretty well ended there.
Yeah. Well, then you would say that the city of San Francisco then is ideologically in back of the Indians.
Well, we're certainly sympathetic to their needs. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But whether these needs could best be satisfied on that island or not remains a very big question.
One other question, if I might, and to get away from the Alcatraz situation. I'm not from California, of course, and I don't know the scene. But as I recall, San Francisco is a relocation center for some of the reservations.
Yes.
Has this created any problems, or is it doing any good? Or
I don't know. I know that many of those who've been relocated here have found difficulty adjusting. San Francisco. San Francisco is unique because we have San Francisco tends to be a white collar community. Office job, commercial center, and there are very few jobs for persons who are unskilled. And I think many found it very difficult to adjust here.
Yeah,
and certainly the city itself simply didn't have the service to provide, nor did the federal government provide services. Now we're trying to meet these, but it's been I'm quite sure far from adequate. Now I know on this, but I know that some of the found. Jobs, and then there was all, then many, it's just been very difficult. The person who would know would be this Earl Livermore, who heads the Indian Center here in our mission district, and he would know intimately and in detail the problems.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yes, do you have a number?
The next interview will be with the press secretary for the governor of the state of California.
My name is Dennis Stanford. I'm from the Department of History at the University of New Mexico. And we would like to have some comment by someone the governor's press service or whatever on the state and the governor's stand on the Indians at Alcatraz. Mexico.
Yes.
Department of History, and we're doing some work in our Indian Studies program on current Indian issues.